Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You better, you bet on radio.com and the radio.com app.
What is Bang Up Work, and will be the work that you do here, giving us the overnight projections for Monday into Tuesday. So what do you got here on the college basketball slate?
Sure. And I think you did a really good job of just kind of explaining like why we do this. Basically, I'll go a little bit further. We have a little bit more time to play with in this segment than we generally do too. So it's worth reiterating. And this is even for kind of like the longtime listeners. This is like definitely worth reiterating. Basically just the idea that the way like a betting market works, right? It opens, you know, you might not even know this if you're a casual bettor. Like you show up on, you know, on Tuesday, you want to bet college basketball. The game started at 7 o'clock. Well, it's 6:30. Let me look at what the number is. Clearly, you know, that must have been the number the whole time, or maybe the number moves during the day. But basically the way it works is these numbers open the night before, actually the afternoon before in a couple places. And then, you know, like with any betting market, the limits are going to start extremely low. What's called like price discovery. People will bet into these numbers for $50, $100, $250 a bet, generally not any much more than that at any single place. And the numbers will start moving as a result of those bets that come in, and it kind of shapes the market, right? So when you're actually showing up to bet an hour before the game, that number's been hit in some cases, you know, 20 different ways, 20 different times by a lot of different people in the morning when limits go up on a lot of things, when totals start getting released in more places. It's basically like the maturing and growing of a market as more money comes into it. And that starts, you know, it starts the night before. It starts with overnights, starts with very low limits. And, you know, if you are a bettor who, and this is not a shaming thing, this is not an insult, this is me on a lot of markets that I've been into, you know, until you get really comfortable and kind of know you have an edge. If you're like a $20 bettor, $50 bettor, $100 bettor, why wait in some situations, honestly?
Like, and we want to acknowledge that probably the vast majority of our listeners right now, whether you're an old listener, whether you're a new listener, you probably fall into that category. And look, like Ken said, there's nothing right. Wrong with that. I think that's the vast majority of people who are betting on sports now. So, like, this is a major advantage that Ken's offering to you here with this overnights. And I know, like, I'm gassing it up, but, like, you will see. The results will show. Again, we can't always guarantee a win. We can't always guarantee CLV, but more often than not, you will get that. And that has been proven here since we started the segment.
Right. And I'm somebody who, this is like the start of my betting. And if you think about it, like a 24-hour cycle, right? I'm betting overnights for lower limits. Then as the limits go up in the morning, totals come out in more places. The total market starts to mature. You can bet more money. I'm starting to bet more money on a lot of things. And then we get closer to the game. Lines are going to move too far. There's going to be injury announcements. There's going to be informational things that occur. There's going to be kind of other betting angles you want to apply to process.
Baby steps.
What are you going
to
do?
I don't think we're to the point yet where we can start talking about, like, now we're going to come back on the other side. Let's just focus on the beginning.
Well, the point is,
you're using these terms like maturing, like we're talking about a newborn. Let's crawl before we can walk, right?
Sure. This is the start of the cycle. These are the first positions I'm taking because these numbers I don't think are going to exist much longer. That's why I'm betting them right now, because I think they're going to go away. Basically, that's the simplest way to explain it. And if they're going to go away, then guess what? I can't do bet on them anymore because they're never going to appear again. Three sides that stand out for tomorrow.
I want to tell people, sorry to interrupt, but we want to tell people, yeah. Of course, download the BetQL app.
Oh, yes, of course.
Code custom, yeah. But listen. I enjoy getting paid, and I love the BetQL app. So we got to talk about them. Yeah. Download the BetQL app. It's awesome. Use promo code KOSTOS, KOSTOS at checkout, 15% off any subscription, and you can use that and follow the line movement throughout the day for the bets that Ken gives you. You can see if BetQL's on the same side. If they aren't, that's okay. You know, people can disagree, including machine and man, until the robots take over at some point, hopefully after we're all long gone. So download the BetQL app, and Kenny, lay it on us, the three sides that you're on for tomorrow as of right
now. Yeah, and there's only one total that stands out on the board that kind of meets the criteria for a bet with the limits as low as they are. There's only one total that stands out as well. So we'll go through four bets total. And again, the reason why we're betting these right now, I think the number is likely to go away overnight. Whether I bet it, whether I don't bet it, I think the number is likely to go away. Tennessee, who is coming off a just a horrific upset to Missouri, a game they were literally never in from the entire jump. I think you're getting a discount in them against Mississippi State. So do a bunch of other people because the number's already moving. They opened 9.5 at home against Mississippi State. This number's already 10.5. My number in the game is 13. I think 10.5 and 11 are both bets worth making. Then I would kind of hit the brakes on this game. But I think Tennessee had a little bit of a discount in a game where I have trouble seeing how this is competitive, to be honest. I think the number is very advantageous for us. I also think it's going to keep moving up and get away from us. So Tennessee, 10.5 and 11 are both bets against Mississippi State on Tuesday. Two other sides that stand out, the other side of that coin. And normally you'd be like, oh, well, Missouri, then letdown. Like, I don't really believe in letdown spots. I just kind of believe in, like, what is the number? What is my number? Why is it that way? So with Tennessee, we're getting a discount. Both of these teams, Missouri's at Auburn on Tuesday. Both of these teams are coming off just demolitions, honestly, versus...
Oh, man, that made me think, Ken, we bet South Carolina on Saturday. They only let up 1,000 points to Auburn. That was fun.
Right. Well, you know, it was really fun betting 1.5 and closing 2.5 and never having a chance to win. That was actually really fun. So
now, listen, great Louisville and Kentucky later on Saturday, but that was a 1-2 kick to the you-know-what with Kansas against Oklahoma and South Carolina on Saturday in the early slate.
Right. Well, and Creighton, which, I mean, if you had -7 with Creighton on Saturday, which we did overnight, and if you added late, I mean, the margin of error in that game based on the number you had and a jumper rimming out with like 0.1 seconds left, just a staggering kind of drama for everybody who was watching on Saturday. So I think we went 3-3 on the overnights, and that was one. And Nick mentioned a couple other ones. So anyway, these two teams are playing, right? Missouri's playing Auburn. Both teams played very well on Saturday. This number opened Auburn 2.5. I think Missouri should be favored in the game. Not by a lot. Missouri -1 is my number. But I think there's enough room here to play Missouri 2.5 and 2 for sure. Plus, and you know, again, my total in the market are totally identical. So I don't think I'm kind of seeing the game wrong. I just think this is a tiny edge worth playing, a number that I think is going to go away. Last bet I want to make sidewise. I haven't bet them this whole time. And I think I've been seeing them well. I've been not betting them when I shouldn't. We faded them on Saturday. I think now it's time to hop in. I'm going to play Duke. they're home. This is kind of like playing the Nets tonight in the NBA, where it's like, well, I've been against you for a week and a half and made a boatload of money. I guess it's time for me to finally bet on you. Duke, they opened -5 against Georgia Tech. I find it very unlikely the margin between these teams is actually correct with Duke hosting the game. Georgia Tech, generally a team with Josh Pastner.
Do you think Duke's getting dinged in the market for Coach K being rude to that student reporter after the Louisville?
Yeah, what was up with that? What was like... Just maybe we have a Coach K convo at some point, you know, at some point.
Honestly, I don't know, man. I at Fordham, where I went, shout out to Fordham. I covered for WFUV. Shout out to them. They're awesome. I covered all the major sports teams in the New York metropolitan area, like the thrill of a lifetime for a college kid who grew up loving New York sports. And people didn't. And I look young now, even, and I'm 37. And that's not to pat myself on the back. I think it's just the truth. When I was 21, I looked like I was like 13. And no one seemed to care. They were all really rude to me. I kind of didn't think it was a big deal at all. People may not like Coach K. I didn't. Who cares? What's the problem?
Right.
Like, he's got his brains beat. I guess he didn't get his brains beat in, but they lost to Louisville. They didn't cover.
Right.
I had and no problem.
They probably should have won, actually. If you like, well, maybe not won. That was really a one possession game that masqueraded as a cover for Louisville. That's basically how that game played out down the stretch. So maybe I got a little lucky with Louisville in the game. Anyway, I'm going to come back and play. Finally, I haven't played Duke. I might not have played Duke all. No, I played him against Notre Dame. That was awesome. I'm going to play Duke here. I think the number's kind of short. I make the game 7.5. And I've been making extremely downward Duke adjustments after the last three games because I keep coming in kind of, you know, a little lopsided on them against Pitt. Everybody did, I think, made an adjustment big down for that. So, like, I'm seeing Duke correctly here. I've downgraded them a ton. I still think 5's wrong. 7.5 is my number. 5 and 5.5 are bets against Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech, it's worth noting, in addition to having a number advantage in this game, Georgia Tech, one of the teams, really one of the strongest teams in the country in terms of how they play at home versus how they play on the road under their current head coach. So when Josh Pastner is sort of a home dog or in a home game, and we took them against Clemson last week, I believe, the splits are just outrageous in terms of how much worse they play on the road. And those are real things. If you can kind of quantify them, apply them to a specific coach, I think they really have merit in some situations. Georgia Tech's one of those teams. On the road here, I have a number that I like, Duke -5. That's pretty easy. So three sides we're going to play, Missouri 2.5, Duke 5, and then Tennessee 10.5, already up from 9.5. I think there's a little more room to play Tennessee up, but not a lot. 10.5 and 11. And then a total. The only total that stands out on the board right now, honestly, that's that far off from mine. And we'll start to see this as we get closer to the end of the year, where just We all know what the teams are. Think about the Super Bowl. Think about the AFC and NFC championships. We all kind of know what the difference should be between the teams on average. Game can play in a lot of ways. But
didn't stop us from betting the Bills.
It did not. Bills money line, especially, because, I mean, why not just go all in and lose by a million and watch as your team kicks field goals down by 12 twice. One total that stands out, MAC game tomorrow, Western Michigan and Ohio. This total opened 142.5. That's just a little too high, basically, for me. In my projections, I'm 138.5. There's room to play this down like another point and a half, maybe. So the under in Western Michigan, Ohio. Again, what do I know about these teams? Not very much, but I trust my total numbers a lot. This is the only one that strikes me as being off market right now. So three sides, Missouri, Duke, Tennessee, one under, Western Michigan and Ohio. And I think we're off to a good start in the world of overnights. Monday night into Tuesday, Nick.
You had a problem with Coach K?
No, I was just, I had heard, to be perfectly honest, I had only seen the headline, and I thought you might have had a strong reaction to it.
He was kind of a jerk to this kid. So the kid, I don't even know what the question, the kid was like, you could see how pissed Coach K was.
Right, naturally. Well, I mean, he's having like the worst season in a long time.
Yeah. I gotta tell you, you know, like, can we use the B word, guys, Eli and Tyler? Like RBF.
No, I'm going to guess no. I'm going to guess no.
Can we use that word? Okay, so we can't use that word. But anyway, the resting blank face. I would say that Coach K has mastered like the RBF, like when he's there at courtside at these games. Like okay. He's always got that puss on his face. He always looks pissed about something. So he's got that full glare going. He's got a little like his face looks like it's held together by like masking tape at this point. So he gets up there looking like the Phantom of the Opera. He gets up there for this post-game press conference like in the COVID era, right? And the kid asks him, and it's some kid, obviously, right? Shout out to whoever that kid was. I empathize with him. From Duke. What's next? And Coach K was basically like, what do you study, kid? The kid's like, economics. He's like, imagine you bombed your test and then someone was waiting outside the classroom to ask you what's next right after. He's basically like, can I process this information, please? Please, can I process this? I had no problem with it. True story. Sure. When I was a senior in college, I covered the Giants, which is a thrill for me. Right, as a lifelong Giants fan. Eli's rookie year, 2004. So before Eli got named the starter, it was one of the Kurt Warner games. He started the first 9 games of the season. The Giants lost at home to Joey Harrington and the Lions and made Harrington look like unbelievable in the game. And so I got to Michael Strahan late. It's like the crowd was around Strahan. I think I got like a one-on-one with Amani Toomer, like for my personal stuff that I was doing. So I get to Strahan and I need the sound, right, for the report that's been run on FUV. So I ask him, and I think I was like, what went, like, how come the pass rush couldn't get home? Something like that. Okay. Strahan, I think, had already answered the question like 10 times. And
he looked at
me and just without, I was going to say in a nice way, like there are no profanities involved, but just dressed me down and just kept saying, it's Michael Strahan's fault, isn't it? You're blaming the whole thing on Michael Strahan. Went on this rant and then ended it, punctuated it by going, that's what you wanted, isn't it, kid? And I was just kind of like, well, one of my heroes just completely destroyed me in front of the media. Paul Schwartz, who still covers the Giants for the New York Sports, put his arm around me and like walked to the side and was like, don't worry, kid. He's done it to everyone. That made me feel a little better. Anyway, those are Ken Barkley's overnights for Monday into Tuesday in college basketball. We will close up shop right after this by telling you what to look forward to tomorrow in the world of sports here on The Bet. From the